Good afternoon and welcome to the Townships at 12 here on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. We've got a wonderful show lined up for you today, filled with creativity, community, and a touch of storytelling magic. In the first half hour, I'll be joined by Olivia Louise Grenier, drama and visual arts teacher at Alexander Galt Regional High School, and she will also have three students with her. They'll be here to talk about their upcoming school play, Myth Understood, inspired by the fascinating world of Greek mythology. It promises to be a fun and imaginative production, and we'll get a behind-the-scenes look at how it all is coming together. Then, in the second half of today's show, we'll welcome Judy Stewart, a Canadian author based in Alberta, grew up in Knowlton, and she is coming to the Brome Lake Books to launch her latest book. We'll chat with Judy about her writing, her inspiration, and as always, I'll be bringing you community event announcements, a bit of health news, and some great music to keep you company throughout the hour. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM. We're just getting started, so let's start with a song called Holding Out for a Hero, and it's by Bonnie Tyler. You're listening to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're shining a spotlight on some incredible young talent right here in our community. Students at Alexander Galt Regional High School are getting ready to take the stage in a fun, imaginative production that brings Greek mythology to life with a modern twist. The play follows two students who suddenly find themselves face-to-face with gods like Zeus and Hermes in a fast-paced, humorous journey to Mount Olympus. And to make it even more exciting, the show features 80s-inspired music, original choreography, and plenty of laughs along the way. Joining me now to tell us more about this creative production and the talented students behind it is Olivia Louise Grenier, drama and visual arts teacher and co-director of the play. And I also have three students I will be interviewing, Kayla, Jack, and Maya. CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today I'm really happy to welcome the drama and visual arts teacher from Alexander Galt, Olivia Louise Grenier, and she has three students with her, and we'll be talking about this year's Galt play coming up on April 16th, 17th, and 18th. So welcome.
Hi, it's really nice to be here.
Now, Olivia, thank you for joining me. And could you tell us a little bit about your role at Alexander Galt Regional High School and your involvement in this production?
Yes, I am a visual arts and drama teacher at Galt. I've been here for 13 years now. And I have also been directing and co-directing the play since 2012.
Now, what inspired you and your co-director to bring this particular play to the stage? And the play is called Myth, M-Y-T-H, hyphen, Understood.
It's a combination of different things for sure. Last year, we had a much older cast, so we did a much more, well, not serious play, but with older themes in it. This year, we have a lot of new actors and a much younger cast, so we went with something that was maybe a little bit more friendly for the younger students. Another part of this is also just our personal interest in Greek mythology and the stories that I feel are still not necessarily relevant, but still have something to tell us.
Okay. Now, the story sounds like such a fun twist on Greek mythology. Can you give our listeners a bit of a preview without giving us too much away?
I guess I could, yeah. Basically, it's the story of two students who are trying to write a report and they're not feeling inspired. And as they are sitting and contemplating what they're going to do with their work, they are visited by Hermes, and he brings them over to Olympus to try to soften the reputation of the gods a little bit. They want to be worshipped again, but they don't know how to go about it. So they're trying to soften their stories and maybe tell a few little white lies to make themselves more interesting and relevant.
Okay. I love the idea of students being whisked away to Olympus. What makes this story especially engaging for today's audience?
I think the fact that it's very fast moving, that it goes through a lot of different themes, and that it tells many different stories within the same story. I think it really has a lot to say about different things that students do experience. A lot of it is seen through the lens of the high school students who are going there. And I think that that makes it relevant and interesting too for the younger audiences that are coming to see us, that are coming to Galt in the coming years.
Now, there's a mix of humor, mythology, and even an 80s musical vibe. How did that creative direction come together?
The play itself is not a musical, but the community expects a musical. So we've been using the talents of our students for the last few years and bringing musical transitions around. Instead of just having playing music playing between the scenes, we've decided to make them musical numbers. So that way we are able to reach further into the community. We are able to reach more people and their own interests. And we were thinking, you know, they're trying to make themselves relevant, but they're not quite doing it. And it kind of reminded us of people of an older generation trying to appear cool and thinking they're very with it to the younger generations and maybe not necessarily coming through the right way.
Okay. What has it been like for the students, do you think, to bring these larger than life characters like Zeus and Hermes to the stage?
I think it's been very interesting. Since the audition process, it's been a lot of back and forth and a lot of discussion on the characters, but I think that would be a great question for them to answer.
Okay.
Absolutely. I have three students with me. I have a returning actor. I have a level one actor who is in his first performance, and I have a level four actor who is in her first performance as well. So who would you like to speak to first?
Oh, anyone that you think.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
My name is Kayla Piotrkiewicz.
Kayla, okay. Kayla, now, are you a returning student for some of these plays?
No, actually, this is my first one.
Oh, so that's exciting. So what has it been like for you to bring these larger-than-life characters like this to the stage?
It's been a really fun experience. I really see myself through the character that I'm playing, and I think it's been really fun testing out these new things, and yeah, it's just been a really fun experience.
That's good. Is it is drama something that you'd like to pursue maybe in university, do you think?
I've definitely been thinking about it. It really interests me, and I'm trying to see maybe what could happen in the coming years for sure.
Okay. Maybe give me another student. I have another question for another student.
Of course. I'll pass you over to Jack.
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, Jack. How involved are you in things like choreography, music, and the production of the play?
I have a main role, and I'm also like the main singer in a song, and I also sing a part of a second song.
Okay, is this your first time being in the Galt play?
Oh, yeah, it's my first year at Galt, too.
Oh, good for you. Okay, so what made you decide to try out for the play?
Well, I saw the play last year, and that kind of made me want to try it out, and also I'm kind of shy, so I wanted to be able to boost my confidence.
Oh, that's a great way to boost your confidence. Is it working? Do you feel a bit more confident now?
Yes.
Good for you. Now, there's a third student there too. Maybe pass the mic over to the other student.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Léa Dubois-Schmidt. Yes.
Okay. What do you gain from participating in a production like this, just beyond acting?
Well, I get a lot of stuff. Actually, I'm a recurring actor. So I was in the play last year, mm-hmm. and it brought me a lot of opportunities and a lot of confidence I gained throughout the acting, and the show nights has really helped me a lot as a person in general. And all of the people you meet in the community you join when you start the play.
Okay, good. How about the rehearsal process? How long have you been working on this play?
Well, auditions were in October, so we have been having rehearsals since the beginning of November, I believe. So lots of rehearsals. The more we continue, the more rehearsals we do have. And every time a rehearsal comes, there's always this joy of being able to perform with the people you know and are friends with.
Okay, can you see yourself improving with each rehearsal?
Yeah, it's like I said, with a lot of confidence and, you know, being able to talk with people, and even if it's small skills, like being able to project your voice, talk in front of, even if it's just a small crowd at rehearsal, it really brings you a lot in general life and everything.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited to be on stage on the 16th?
Ooh, very. Last year on stage was one of my best experiences I've had to live, and I'm very, very excited to relive it this year.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Maybe hand the phone over to your teacher.
Oh, yes, of course.
Hello again.
Hi, we're talking with drama and visual arts teacher again, Olivia Louise Grenier. So were there any particular fun or memorable moments during rehearsal so far, Olivia?
I would say that almost every rehearsal is a special moment. Just working, I always say that this is maybe not the biggest part of the job, but it's definitely what makes it worth it to get to work with these students who are passionate about something that I am also passionate about, to see them grow, to see them gain confidence, and to see them proud of themselves. I think just that is enough. And then just getting to experience the whole process with them. So every rehearsal is definitely special. But I would say that we always have a big laugh when we learn new choreography. That is definitely, they're all laughing now, but that's definitely something that's a little bit silly sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, what can audiences expect when they come out to see the show?
Oof. Okay, they can expect, hopefully, we want them to have a great time. We want them to enjoy the show. We want them to find it funny. It is a very silly show. It has a lot of comedy. It's a satire. So it definitely makes fun of these stories and the intensity and some of the word is escaping me right now. Idiosyncrasies that are present in them. Mm-hmm. So definitely that. We are hoping that the audience comes to also see and recognize how hard our students have worked to achieve this kind of level of performance at the age that they're at. I'm always amazed at what they come out with when we are on the stage on the nights of the show. There's nothing like a live audience.
Mm-hmm. And okay, so this play is perfect for anybody, general public, family, students, whatever?
Yes, it is definitely a family-friendly play. There is a lot of loud noise. It is 80s music after all, but it is definitely for everyone to come and enjoy.
Okay. Could you remind our listeners of the dates and times of the performance?
Absolutely. So we will be performing Misunderstood on April 16th, 17th, and 18th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets will be on sale at the door, and they are also on pre-order on projectfactory.ca.
Okay, good. So that's at 7:30 on the 16th. That's a Thursday. And it's on again the 17th, the Friday, and the 18th, all at 7:30. Tickets are $9, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, that is great. Anything else you or your students would like to add?
I don't think so. I think we covered it. We're quite proud of the work that we've accomplished. And I think that it's going to be a great show. So we hope we have a lot of people come out to see it.
That's great. I'm sure it will be. Well, thanks very much and all the best on the play.
Thank you.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. Alexander Galt Regional High School, their play coming up is called Myth Understood. That will be on Thursday, April 16th, Friday, April 17th, and Saturday, April 18th, 7:30 p.m. at the Galt Auditorium. Tickets are $9 and you can get them at the door. Coming up, it's the Spring Fashion Show, a fundraiser to help women attain their driver's license. The Lennoxville and District Women's Center, in collaboration with Boutique LD, is putting on a fashion show on April 10th. Go to www.ldwc-store.square.site. Save $5 by buying your ticket early. $20 early bird, $25 at the door. $10 youth ages 10 to 17, and $12 youth at the door. Free for those under 10 years old, but a ticket must be reserved. The fashion show starts at 8 p.m. and the doors open at 7:30 p.m. That's April 10th at Lennoxville Elementary School, located at 1 Academy Street in Lennoxville. CFUW, the Canadian Federation of University Women, will be holding a general meeting on Monday, April 13th. Please note, this meeting will be held at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located at 256 Queen Street in Lennoxville, downstairs. The meeting will start at 1:30 p.m. Doors open at 1. The public is welcome to attend. The Users Committee of the CHUS will be presenting examples of participation in end-of-life care and the new Mother, Child, and Emergency Centers. The presenters will be Claude Lemoyne, President of the Users Committee, José Rourke, past President, and Marie Trousdale, Vice President. There will be a fundraiser coming up for the Sawyerville Elementary School. It's a dance, April 18th, live music by Sandy Lee and Bubba, 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Admission is $15 a person. It will be held at the Johnville Community Center, located at 62 Jordan Hill Road. There will be a fundraiser spaghetti supper happening on April 25th, Bury Firefighters Spaghetti Supper, to raise money for the Volunteer Fire Department in Bury, 563 Main Street in Bury. $15 per person, 8 and under eat for free. Starts at 5 p.m. For tickets, call the Bury Fire Chief at 819-452-1017. That's 819-452-1017. Mental Health S3 will be having another online workshop, Always On High, Functioning Anxiety and Hustle Culture, led by Melissa Hindley, MACO psychotherapist, Wednesday, April 29th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. online Zoom. Many of us know what it is like to feel constantly on, pushing through, staying productive, and carrying on even when we are overwhelmed. This workshop will explore high-functioning anxiety, the pressure to stay in work-hard mode, and how this can keep us stuck in stress and survival mode. Together, we'll look at how this shows up in our daily lives and share practical ways to move toward more balance. Call Mental Health S3 for more information or to register. 3777. I would like to thank my guests on the first part of today's show, Olivia Louise Grenier, the visual arts and drama teacher at Alexander Galt Regional High School, and her three students who spoke with me, Kayla, Jack, and Maya. It promises to be a great play, so I recommend that everybody get their tickets. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. And today in part two, I will be speaking with Canadian author Judy Stewart. She is coming to the Townships in early May to do a presentation and read from her latest book that will be held at Brome Lake Books out in Knowlton. So we'll be right back with you, but before we go, we'll close part one with a song by Taylor Swift, and the song is called Elizabeth Taylor. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm your host, Maureen.
Elizabeth Taylor, do you think it's forever that view? Portofino was on my mind when you called me at the Plaza Atenea. Ooh, oftentimes it doesn't feel so glamorous to be me. All the right guys promised they'd stay under bright lights, they withered away, but you blew. Portofino was on my mind.
Just say thanks,
and you look at me like you're hypnotized.